Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yes, thank goodness it is Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. We are live from McDonald's and Conyers on Highway 138. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Slim running things out here for us. Dylan behind the glass at the station. We are anticipating the great bumper update from Dylan coming up in the life of Squid momentarily. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Guys, final thoughts on Sunday's matchup. It is Falcons Friday. So I want to know how you're feeling before you two hit the pregame on Sunday at 6 o'clock, which you can hear right here on 92.9 The Game, 8:22 kick. Where's your gut leaning? How are you feeling?
Well, I think that, first of all, the name I'm going to lean into right now is Kyle Pitts. I talked about it earlier when Fred Warner left this game. Tampa did a nice job of targeting the tight end position. I've talked about Michael Penix's need to, first of all, get his targets away from Drake London a little bit, but also be able to throw across the middle. And I think there's an opportunity here for Zach Robinson to kind of draw it up, get Kyle Pitts going in the game, maybe some, you know, seam kind of things. And they're going to be in zone coverage. So I'll be curious to see how that goes. And then for us, defensively, depending on what quarterback is in there, just continue to stop the run. San Francisco has not been good running the ball. Hopefully you get either one of these quarterbacks in some third and long situations, and that sack total continues to climb the way it has the entire season. So I like the matchup, and hopefully we go out there and play the way we're capable of playing.
Yeah, they're going to have two legit playmakers, and maybe, you know, three, really. I think Kendrick Bourne is having a good year. I don't know what Juwan Jennings will be. I'm not sure how healthy he is. But with Kittle coming back and McCaffrey, that does change their offense a little bit. Now, who's getting them the ball? I don't know. I don't think Trent Williams has been his normal self this year either. I'm not trying to make light or trying to pick on him, but I saw a DB get into the ground last week. And I don't think I've ever seen that.
I believe it, yeah.
So I don't know what's going on there. I do think Arch had very solid points, and it's kind of the ones that we had kind of talked about with these two quarterbacks. But defensively, they're banged up, and I just feel like you got to find a way to take advantage of it. Now, the problem is we're banged up too, and who's playing tackle for us? And how does that change what you want to do? Because how much can you trust Michael Jarrell in one-on-one situations and to kind of hold up even without a Nick Bosa and a Fred Warner?
I was going to say it's such a different conversation if you're talking about Nick Bosa against Michael Jarrell. That would have been the focus of the game plan if Nick Bosa was part of that, but we're not having that conversation.
I still think Yetur Gross-Matos, from what I've seen from him in Carolina, is a player that can win one-on-one. So I feel good. I just feel good because I don't think you're playing perfect defensively, but I think you're playing good enough to beat anybody in the NFL. And you've gotten two quarterbacks in the MVP race, one of which a reigning MVP candidate, who you've held to under 200 yards passing. That is what elite defenses do. You have not allowed a 200-yard passer all year. I don't think you've allowed a team over 300 total yards all year. Can they get the run game going? I don't know. But so I got lots of questions. But I like this for us. I think we are the hot hand. So I'd like to ride with that.
Please.
And I really hope so, considering I'm going to be flying probably a total of 10 hours in the next 3 days and rolling in here Monday morning, probably around 7 a.m. with you guys.
Come on. Come on. We'll keep the water nice and warm.
All right. We've waited long enough. We need to get to the great bumper update in the life of Squid.
I mean, we're here at McDonald's with breakfast. Everybody's got breakfast around us. And you know what? If you got breakfast at home or you're about to go get breakfast, go by Publix. Get the breakfast sauce too, and the W sauce, all their fine products. All right, Dylan, we're going to sandwich your bumper in the middle. I first want to get to a story from baseball last night. Max Scherzer, who I had on my fantasy squad and was injured a lot of this year.
Yeah.
Honestly, look up at the TV at the clubhouse last night, and I go, oh, I forgot Max Scherzer was still
yeah, I know.
Was in Toronto.
You can be forgiven for that.
And he has a moment where, look, they go to take – it's the bottom – it's not the bottom of the sea. It's the top of the – bottom is bottom of the fifth. I don't know what I'm thinking. And he's at 78 pitches, and John Schneider comes out there to pull him. And Scherzer starts screaming at Schneider. So I'm sure Schneider's probably said, all right, blank you. You do it. I don't know if he said that, but that's what I would have said. You stay out here then. And so he does, and he strikes out Randy Arozarena, and it just, you know, gets all pumped and then walks off the mound. I have to side with a guy like Max Scherzer in this situation. Do I like that he screamed? Probably a better way to handle that. But a dude that's done it as long as he has, that kind of knows what he has is in the tank.
Yeah, it kind of feels like he deserves that opportunity.
Yeah, I think you can do things respectfully. We've seen Chris Sale is that. Let me tell you something. Chris Sale's, I think he's that type of guy too. We've seen him kind of have those moments. It's not meant in disrespect. It is a competitiveness thing. Now, if you ask me, well, why do you say you're okay with Scherzer screaming at his manager in a playoff game? And not with what's our guy that everyone wants to sign every year?
Bauer.
Bauer, when he turns around and throws the baseball over the center field wall. Well, one of them is a D-bag move in a regular season game, and the other is Max Scherzer just wanting to finish the fifth inning. He didn't throw the ball over the wall, or anything. He wasn't going to do that. Max Scherzer's also earned his stripes. He's been a competitive guy who's done things for the most part the right way. He earned that right.
Can I read this John Schneider quote? Because I think it's hilarious. If you don't realize that Max Scherzer has two different color eyes, well, John Schneider in his quote said, I thought he was going to kill me. It was great. He locked eyes with me, both colors. That's good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Well, and that crazy look he gets is magnified by the fact that both eyes are different colors.
Yeah. I'd be terrified, honestly.
So you don't know. I got a blue eye and a brown eye staring at me. I don't know what to do.
It does give him a certain villain kind of look to him.
Absolutely does.
Good stuff.
All right. Story number two. Dylan has an update on his duct tape bumper.
Monday, 3:30. My car. I will take my car to the collision shop. We are scheduled for it to be fixed.
Whoa. Hold on now. I got to ask.
Yes.
I'm not trying to do you wrong.
Nope.
He air-horned himself.
Are you scheduled for an estimate to get looked at, or is it actually that car will not leave the body shop without a new bumper?
That's a good question.
That car will not leave the body shop without a new bumper, and I have I've got it scheduled to get a rental car as well, too, after. I'm dropping my car off at 3:30 at the collision place that I've hooked up with my insurance, and then I got a rental car through my insurance as well, and we're picking that up at 4 o'clock. So it's going down Monday.
Short follow-up. Do they have to replace the hood, too, because you've had duct tape on it for 8 months?
They're going to have to replace the hood, not because of duct tape, but because there is a little bit of a dent in the hood, too. They are gonna have to replace the hood.
Oh, man. Nah, right, good for you. We'll have to get a follow-up on that.
What
sure.
I'm hearing is our show call is not going to be at 4 o'clock on Monday. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's a good call, actually. Good look at. So, yeah, we might need to push that forward or back. So we'll figure that out.
All right. I love to hear it. I won't know if you're working because I just locate the duct tape.
It was a long time in the making, but we're here.
Now I will never know if Dylan's late or not because I won't be able to see his duct tape job. All right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Real quick, there was a story out yesterday that Michael Lombardi, who is the GM of the North Carolina college football team for Bill Belichick, Michael Lombardi, who I'm not a fan of, who I think has made up stories in the past, including years ago when he said that after a loss in Matt Ryan's sophomore season of the Falcons, second season, he said, well, the Falcons aren't sold on Matt Ryan inside the building. Which was a hack job because he hated Thomas Dimitrov because he thought he deserved that job. But anyways, I digress. Went to Saudi Arabia to meet with the Saudis about funding the UNC football program. Well, that story has a slight correction because apparently he didn't go there. He just met with a Saudi who is a huge football fan of UNC apparently. And a Saudi national is what I kind of read it. And so that they're interested, but it's interesting because first off, when Bill Belichick goes into the Hall of Fame in the NFL, Pablo Torre will not be invited to the event.
No, he won't.
Because Pablo Torre has not become an investigative reporter. He's become a Bill Belichick insider.
He's got a mole in the building.
He's got a mole in his inner circle, and it's weird
to
me.
Might be Jordan.
It's weird to me that Bill hasn't found this out. Or he hasn't sniffed it out and stopped all this because a guy that is so about control.
Yeah.
Who's feeding Pablo Torre all these stories? Pablo Torre didn't break a story in 10 years at ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly he's an investigative reporter and has every insight. If Bill Belichick has an upset stomach, Pablo Torre will know about it.
This is one of those things from like the movie like Homeland or the show Homeland or something where they're going to feed like five different stories to five different people, and they're going to see which one comes out, and they're going to know. You know what I mean? They're going to know exactly which one it is.
And it's like, on the next Pablo Torre podcast, Bill Belichick had a bad steak. I will tell you where and
Bill's
what he
be
did
like,
about it.
I knew it was Jason. I told Jason about that bad steak. I knew it.
Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick have a fight. We'll talk about it next on the Pablo Torre podcast.
It is crazy, man.
It's ridiculous.
I just want to say,
though, funny.
That I've been talking about this public investment fund for like 2 years, and I've been saying all along it is only going to be a matter of time before they buy a college football program and give them $100 million to make a good crop of players.
I truly feel, and I heard this a while back, and it was more expanded than you were talking about with all of sports, is that they away the – Saudi Arabia wants to get into that PIG or PIF or whatever it's called fund, wants to get into the entirety of sports in America and be making money off of it. And the PGA, the LIV thing, was just the first. Although I think that might be going
I don't know that they really even care about making money. I think it's just simply a messaging thing, but that's neither here nor there.
And we got a roll for today. So for Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, along with Slim, keeping us on air out here, thank you for being here today. Enjoy your Falcons Friday. Thanks to everyone for coming out to McDonald's today out in Conyers on Highway 138. Yeah, huge crowd. And thank you so much to the staff for taking such great care of us today as well. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
Don't let the Saudis invest in your funds.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.